I mean, I've known Danielle my whole life. She's just an amazing person. As she's just a beautiful soul. Everybody that knew her knew what she was like and how happy she was, and she always had a smile on her face, you know. We're finding it's quite difficult at the minute to accept, you know, that we're not going to see that face again. And she absolutely loved her sisters, like they meant the world there. And everybody's finding it quite difficult at the minute.
There's been great support amongst friends and family, and I'm sure the wider community, and that's going to be shown again on Tuesday night, isn't it, with this event in memory of Danielle?
Yeah, I decided to set up a wee vigil for us, really, and for everybody in the community. We've received so much. God, the messages I've been getting from everybody has just been amazing. Same with Danielle's mama, Andrea. Like, everybody's been so good, and I think it's really touched everybody. Everybody's feeling the sadness and how devastating it is. So we kind of wanted to put it on so that it's somewhere for people to kind of pay their respects for now until we get her home. And I know Danielle would love something like this as well.
And the theme of it, I presume, then, is designed as to what Danielle would approve of in terms of happy stories and memories and sharing that type of emotion.
Yeah, we're going to set up a wee table with pictures of her life. Going to get some candles down there as well. And just we're going to have some music from String Empire as well. They've offered to help out Ricky, the member of the band. He was in our year at school too, so... he's going to play some nice music and that she would love. So, yeah.
And finally, then, this event and, of course, getting Danielle home, the two key things you're looking towards this week.
Yeah, we're hoping. I mean, it's changed every day, really. You know, there's always a complication to her not coming back. So every day we've been told, you know, she'll be back in this day, and then when the day comes, something else has happened and it changes. So, everybody's asking the same question, when will she be home? And we actually don't know ourselves. We're finding out it'll be very last minute. But as soon as we know, we're going to let it out there that she's on her way, and then we can give a rough timeline then.
And just a final reminder for anyone who wants to go and share the experience, 7 o'clock in Bunkrana tomorrow night.
7 o'clock tomorrow night in Bunkrana down at the Stone Jug.